Blog Talk Radio.
And on air, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. These are your hosts, Reverend Adam Lee and Lolita. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing good. What's going on?
I'm doing fabulous. All right. And for those of you tuning in and listening, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. Looks like we already have quite a few callers here within the queue. We're going to be getting to you momentarily. Do you have any special announcements for today, Lolita?
No, just we have a lot of people on queue. We only have 30 minutes, so please ask only one question and so you can get your answer. And then if you need a full reading, you can contact Adam for a full reading on his website.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and get started here. And we're going to get to you, each of one of you, as quickly as we possibly can.
All right, you ready? All right.
Yep, go right ahead.
Okay. Area code 256-473, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please. Area code 256, please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Yeah, my name is Kimberly, and my question is about a new job that I was just offered in Atlanta, and I'm just wondering, is it going to be a good fit for me?
Okay. Yes, I do get the information here that this new job is going to be a wonderful, good fit for you. It's going to help really with the financial end here. I do feel that it will lead you to other avenues as well. Okay, so this is the start of your new financial life, and I think it will be beneficial. Just kind of ease yourself into it. Don't rush too much. Don't try and pick up everything all at once. Kind of let it soak in over time. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Area code 971-373. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Tyra, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon. I just want to know if the Rev see anybody from the other side trying to communicate with me.
Okay. All right. There is a female on the other side that's trying to communicate with you. And right now, I'm not going to be able to do a full mediumship reading on this, but I will say that they have a message for you. The message appears to be something good, but it also appears to be something for closure. There is a necessity for closure right now. So for mediumship reading, reach out to me on the website, and we could take care of that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Area code 661-748. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Bob from Maryland. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was just wondering about love life.
Can you get specific?
I meet somebody that's compatible. When?
Okay. All right. Give me one moment here. And I do get that this is going to be after the 4th of July. We're looking anywhere between the 16th to about the 18th of July. You will meet someone that will be compatible, someone that will be ready for a relationship. Until then, the message is to prepare yourself in your own life, and you still have a little bit of healing to do from the previous situation, okay? But yes, there will be an individual coming in that will be very much a great opportunity for you. This individual you're going to meet through your own means rather than through being introduced to them, okay?
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. All right, and for those of you tuning in and listening today, right before we get to the next caller, we have a special going on our website at howpsychic.com, and the special is for the 30-minute reading for only $15.95, so check it out. That's a savings of 27% off. All right, let's move it right along here, and we're going to bring on our next customer.
Area code 818-297, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, yes. My name is Danielle. I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. Thank you for taking my call. I'm inquiring on finding out who my spirit guides are, because in using my pendulum, it seems as though there's about like a council of 12, according to my pendulum, and I just want to clarify, you know, like who they are, if it's true, my pendulum is correct.
All right. The head of that council of spirit guides that you have, sweetie, is Uriel. You need to try and work with Uriel or Ariel, something to that effect. So try and find one that would be categorized underneath that name. Research the spirit guide. You can do that either through Google or other search engines, and, of course, even Wikipedia nowadays has information on even spirit guides to that effect. So try and check it up, look it up, but Uriel's the name that comes through. And really, when it comes to having a council of them, any one of them could be good. There is also one that I am being told is named David, okay?
Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you so very much. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Yes. Namaste to you both.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Area code 520234. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Sandy, calling from Arizona, and I'm wondering if all your back this coming week on the second part of being hired and getting started.
Okay, I wasn't able to clearly hear all of that, but the one answer that fits very nicely with me is I get a big word, yes, okay? It's sort of like a neon sign, right? It's a yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I'll take it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, thank you for calling in. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Area code 703-864, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Ann, and I'm calling from Virginia.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to know what I'll be doing next summer.
Okay. What exactly do you want to know about next summer? I mean, obviously, you want to know what you're going to be doing next summer, but what is it about you doing next summer that you're concerned about here?
Like, generally, what do you see me doing?
Okay, sweetie. Well, we're going to need you to be a little bit more specific. On the show, we don't really do general, only on the website.
Money, love life.
Okay, you want to know how you're going to be doing this summer.
Yeah.
All right. money's going to be quite a bit better, okay? But towards the that's going to be towards the beginning of summer and all the way through the summer. Now, the middle of summer, towards the end of summer, is when the love life is going to pick up. Until then, right now, it's about you exploring your own spiritual gifts and awarenesses, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling in.
All right. Thanks. All right. Okay, just a reminder, you guys, everyone, tomorrow's full moon in Capricorn, so read up on everything about full moon in Capricorn and where it, what it has to do with you, and get ready because it's a good shift for tomorrow. Adam, actually, that's all of our calls for so far.
Oh,
I know we have about 19 minutes left, but we got through them.
Okay, wonderful. Well, just as one more announcement, the website is howpsychic.com. Please check it out. We're lighting your way here. And we have a special going on for the 30-minute reading. We also have a one-hour special and a four-week subscription special. So check it out and get in your private readings. Book those in today so you can get in on these great specials. They will be non and void as of 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight.
All right. Does anyone have a chat question? I know we have a couple of people in chat, so I'm not making sure. And Ann or Karen Williams for. I think we just did with Karen. But and any two people in the chat, if you have any questions, feel free to type in. We actually got to all the callers really quick.
Yes, we did, didn't we? You know, that's a good thing.
You know what? We're going to do something out of the norm. We're going to do something out of the norm here.
Yeah.
After we have, I think Ann's got a question. I'm going to take a caller here. I'm just going to pick a caller, and then we are going to we're going to do a little live reading on the spot. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, hold on 1 second here, and my internet just went down. Great. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Which one do we want?
Hold on. Hold on, I got it. Anne was chatting a question. I don't know if you got chat up or not, but.
No, I don't have my chat open.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm getting to your question, Anne. Hold on 1 second. Welcome to my computer. All right, there you go. Okay, concerning my home, should I call it? Well, you can call in if you want. Just.
Uh-huh.
That would be better for you, but it's up to you, Ann. Call, go ahead and call in before I take a call. Unexpected caller. We'll get like a little free mini reading. So that way everyone knows, you know, what goes on the reads here. So where's she at? Are you calling in, Ann?
There we go. I think that, no, that's Mary Lou is calling in.
Okay, we'll take her call real quick. Okay, Mary Lou, welcome. Please.
Hi.
What's your question, hon?
Oh,
hey.
I would really like to see if I would have a break in my love life.
A break or a breakthrough?
Breakthrough. It breaks us through.
Okay, okay. Because I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't quite hear that right. All right, what we do sense here is that there is a breakthrough. It is actually currently going on right now. So the manifestation is out there, and the wheels are turning. The message from Spirit today, Mary Lou, is, get it off of your mind, allow yourself to detach from it, and that will give it the ability to run so much smoother right now But the breakthrough is on its way. It just needs you to detach from the energy for a little bit so it can have the time to grease the wheels, as we call it. Okay?
Okay. So
the breakthrough, we're looking at week and 4 or 5, yeah, okay. We're looking at a week and 3 days, hon.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Alrighty. Yes,
so,
yes.
So basically what I'm trying to get validation on is what's currently around me ever going to go somewhere, or do I have to, like, sweep it totally out and start over elsewhere?
Well,
I don't think
go ahead and answer that, Lily.
Well, I don't think we should, like, kind of ever question, what is your intuition telling you? I think that when we focus so hard on one object or one person or one thing, we actually ruin it. So what I would say is take a step back from that and do what you're supposed to be doing every single day. And if that manifests back into your life, then it does. I just think that sometimes breaks are good. It gives you another way of viewing relationships. Just know that if anyone out here knows that you have a relationship question and you know that you actually deserve to be in a relationship, then you just have to believe that. I think you just have to change the conscious mind and just your belief systems, I mean, and just know that you will have that relationship when it's meant to be, you know, divinely, not when you want it nor is the other person want it, because we can't make it happen. I think we all spiritual human beings, not human, because most humans want what they want, and they want to now, they're curious, and what happens is that because then we have that void within ourselves. When we start thinking about when we're going to have something, you know, just take a further look then where you're at, what's missing, and fulfill that. And, you know, just know all those great relationships will happen and manifest, you know. But I would just go have fun while, you know, whatever you're trying to create or whatever, and if that relationship is not meant to be, it will fall. But I think it's you got to work on your own inner strength. Don't worry about not knowing where it's going to be. That's where your ego is driving you. Let go of that ego. We don't want to know where it's going to go because your intuition is going to tell you. That is what a light worker is. That is what a spiritual human being is, not knowing. And if you believe that you're divinely guided in life, it doesn't matter. You may have 5 different relationships after this. Who knows? But just enjoy life at every moment. Take every breath, you know, and just live the cup to the fullest. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, I guess, sort things out. Is my ego getting in the way here? Is this my ego?
Yeah,
that's what
I was trying to say to you. I was just trying to say that your ego is controlling you because you want to know.
Well, I can't sort. I'm kind of confused between where my intuition is and where my ego is.
What does your gut tell you? Do you want to leave it alone or you don't want to leave it alone?
My gut says that this is going to be around. But
okay,
if nothing changes, nothing's going to change.
Well, then what
true.
You need to
but
do is let it go.
But remember, the gut is the intuition above all else. That's what you need to go on. And go ahead, Lois.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is that's that doubt that's coming in your way. What I would say to a female, go let your hair down. Go enjoy life. When you start enjoying life, you will start to find things just coming your way. I don't think we as humans really understand that. If it comes around, it comes around. But if you don't feel good and, you know, it doesn't show, you know, in so many different ways, you're going to be in that same rut. So in order to know if it's your intuition or not, do something good for you. Go out there. Go, you know, I don't know how your eating is and what your daily ritual is, but change something that makes you a powerful, young human being, human spiritual being at the same time. You know what I mean? A beautiful spiritual being. So just go on that path. When we're in doubt, that means something's going on with us. So it's okay to have shakeups because that's what we're here to do is to learn. So I would say is go out there, go with your girls, go with your crew. That's how I say it, my family, and go enjoy life. And when you start shifting, you'll see people falling off or people coming on board. But if you don't know where the situation is going, I say take 10 steps back, get your hair cut done, go get your nails done, and go out and have some good time. And just get in that path again of feeling good. When you start feeling good, everything changes. Trust me on this.
Okay, I believe you've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You've been there, done
right
that?
Now is that you've sent out a lot of manifestation energy, and you're going to be okay because whatever is really meant to happen will happen at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we send out that very powerful manifestation energy, we also have to remember to step back, detach ourselves from it, and allow it to come in, because at the moment we detach ourselves from it, and if it's really meant to happen, and it's going to happen, it's going to come in. And then you're able to decide whether you still want it at that point or not.
I think you need to go back into trusting yourself. I know that you deserve a great relationship. It's in your belief system. It doesn't matter if this man comes on board or not. If you believe that you're going to have a beautiful, divine relationship, it doesn't matter who comes around. It will happen because you know that source will lead you to the right place and the right timing. It's not about your timing. It's about divine timing. So just go with that mentality. It doesn't matter. If you believe that you are valued, you're this, you deserve a great relationship, so then trust source. Stop doubting source. Source is not giving that to you. So, okay, fine, he's not giving it to you right now. Does it matter? No, because he's teaching us something. So step back and just do what you got to do. Just know that you're going to be in this beautiful relationship. When you go in that knowing, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Well, we're going to thank you for calling in, Mary Lou. It's always a pleasure to have you come on. And we wish you all the best, but let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome on. Thanks.
All right. It looks like we have a question from Anna here.
I got it, Adam. We got one caller, then we'll take Anne's chat question. She wants to know, will she be able to keep her home despite the current circumstances, dire as it is?
All right. Anna, let me have one moment to tune in with that here. You know, the circumstances are very pressing right now, and it looks hopeless in a way, but yes, the answer is yes. You should be able to keep your current home.
And if you want to keep your current home, I think you just need to visualize you staying in your home and just know that you can do all of that, but when it's meant to go, it's just meant to go. So if you know that you've done everything in your power to keep your home, then start visualizing you in your home and no one taking it away from you. So that is the only thing that I can add to that, is visualizing that you're in your home. You're welcome. All right, let's take this caller here, 727-218. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida.
Yes, hello, Lisa in Florida.
Oh, hi. Yes, Reverend, I wanted to know when you feel like I'll be relocating. And anything around my finances. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, which one's the more important to you right now? Obviously, I think the finances should be. But we're going to have to, well, I'll try and answer both here. What I do feel as far as the move is, let's see here. Yeah, the move appears to be sometime in August. Or before, but I get August as a standing out to me very much right now. Okay. And the finances are going to increase a little bit before the move, but you won't see any real progress until after the move when it comes to the finances. Right now, the position that you are in, the physical location, it absorbs the financial energy. It just sucks it in like an empty well, a well without a bottom on the, like a bottomless pit. And my feeling is that energetically, you really do need to get away from the place you're at. There is a connection there. Not only has it affected the finances, but it has affected the health, and it has affected the love life as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you will be moving soon. The means will come for you to be able to do that. But I need you to keep on praying, putting out that energy right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, really quick, everyone, go to our website, www.howpsychic.com. Check out our great specials. A reminder, tomorrow is a full moon in Capricorn. So if you want to take advantage of that, get on the internet and start Googling, start the time, and get rid of whatever does not serve you. So we got 4 minutes left. I'm going to take that last caller that I told that we're going to do a really live reading on really quick. So I'm going to take area code 661-748 from Maryland, right?
Yeah, from Maryland. Yep.
Okay. We're gonna give you a little a treat here. So I think you got a relationship question. Do you want to dig deeper into that?
Why
are
not?
You in a relationship? Go ahead, come on.
No, I'm not.
No? Okay. Are you been dating, or what have you been doing to find, or why do you feel like if you're going to meet that somebody? Tell me a little bit what's going on with you.
No, I haven't been dating anybody or anything like that. Nothing really going on, really.
Nothing? Did you have another question on another aspect?
I'm sorry, say again?
Did you have another question?
Do you have any other questions on any aspects of your life?
Just wondering, why has it been such a tough time with that? I mean, it's just...
Okay, so what have you been doing? When was your last relationship?
Exactly.
I ended one about 3.5 years ago, something like that. Just got tired of getting used and abused, really.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to say to you is that there's that resentment. You're still in that mentality of use and abuse. We've all been there. I will be really honest with you. You need to release that because it's still in your subconscious mind. Just know that those use and abuse people were meant to be in your life because they're life lessons. There's partners. There's contracts. There's so many people that we meet to get to that right relationship. So what I want you to do starting tonight and tomorrow is I want you to light a white candle, and I need you to release all these emotions that you've had in the past. I want you to go dig deep on your past relationships and figure out why were you supposed to be in those relationships, because there were reasons why you're in it, and there were reasons why you're supposed to what you're supposed to learn from it. And you start off, do that, okay? And once you start feeling that and letting go of those emotional feelings, you're going to feel a lot better and not question if this person is going to use and abuse you. Because right now, energetically, you're not going to manifest anything at all because we're blocked up. So I need you to clear your whole body, clear your chakras and your aura, and, you know, so you can attract good people in your life as far as a partner. Have you let that last part, have you released all those emotions from that last relationship?
It's hard to hear. There's a ton of noise. I don't know what that noise
is. I know. What's going on? Adam, where are you at?
I'm right here.
Can you? Same okay, you're, it's too much noise. Okay. Too much noise. Whatever's going on.
It's gone now.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I didn't catch what you said. The last part, I didn't.
Have you taken the time to deal with all the emotions that you had in that last relationship?
Yeah, I mean, that's over with. I mean, that has no bearing on anything in my book. I mean, it's history, you know what I mean? And I'm not dwelling on it.
It's history, but here's the thing. The words that you just said to me were, and this is why I know that people haven't let go. You're tired of having people abuse you and mistreat you somehow.
No, I was tired of her, tired of that. You asked me about the last relationship. I was tired of that going on with that. That's why I ended it, because...
Yeah, well, I'm going to interject here,
disrespected.
And I'm going to tell you that she threw bad energy your way, and that's what's affecting you from being able to move on. You may have made your peace with it in certain ways, but I feel that this individual really gave you the evil eye, And if anything, you need to do some salt baths for the next 7 days. That should really help cut and clear that energy away, okay? And then that will help bring in the new.
That's what I was trying to tell him, that you need to, like, clear that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? You do. Like, what happens is, okay, no matter what people do.
I just threw a whammy at you.
Yeah, you did. It's okay, though. What he's trying to do is, you got to clear energy. You may have let that go and, held that and, forgot about the relationship. But sometimes when we leave relationships, sometimes it's either unresolved and people can be very evil. And sometimes people can be overly nice even, okay? So it's just not about the negative. It can be too much positive even. So when somebody, if it didn't leave on a good note, that person, can talk about you so much where it can actually block you energetically from moving on. A lot of people don't understand that concept or that theory, but energy is very, very important. So what Adam is giving you a suggestion is, you need to soak in some bath salts and for 7 days straight. And if you don't know what he's talking about and you want to have a better understanding, I suggest, give him a call and he can tell you what, he can send you some things and what to do and how to, get it done. But he's just trying to help you clear your energy so you can have that movement forward.
Yeah, I didn't catch what he said. It was I don't understand what he said.
What I said is that this individual that you cut off with on the last relationship that you had, that lasted for quite a while, where you were getting used and abused in a certain way. Okay, what happened was, you may have made your peace with it, but she threw the evil eye at you. She had a lot of resentment towards you being the one to walk away and her not being the one to end it. This has created, in a way, an energetic block on your love life. And that's why I'm having you do 7 days of bath salt, okay? It could be sea salt in the bath, a cup every day. You could put it in a gallon jug and pour a little bit over your head in the shower if you can't do the bath every day. Whatever works for you. But at the end of the day, you need to do a cleansing to get rid of that evil eye. The evil eye is just it's not a curse. It's not as bad as a curse. But it's like someone just looks at you wrong and they throw that kind of energy at you. And sometimes that can block you. That could make you, not be able to reach what you're trying to reach. Now, if you start tomorrow, according to the astrological alignments that Loie stated, it's a wonderful time to use kind of work to get rid of these things, okay? Because it helps block, it helps you get through those blocks. It helps you remove those blocks.
And another suggestion is, do you live in a house or an apartment, hon?
House.
Okay, wonderful. I want you to open the windows. I want you to look up when the full moon in Capricorn starts, okay? What I want you to do is, when you have 24 hours to do this, I want you to open the windows. I want you to put a tea tree light in almost every room. I want you to take an incense and go through every corner and just to clear out the energy in the house and put salt in the corners of each room to clear that up. I don't think people really understand, when you have bad relationships, we all must also clear the energy of our home, because we want to manifest good people with love. And I clear my house every week. I have family that come in town, and I still clear them. It doesn't matter. I'm a light worker. I attract. So it doesn't matter if you're my kids or my dogs, whatever. I clear my home every week. And I think you need to do that, too, because you want some good energy in your home. So take advantage of tomorrow's full moon. And just, put some good classical music on, if you have DirecTV or whatever, just put it on and just, go through the incense sticks and go through each wall, through the room, and just say, I ask you to remove all negative energy, and I only want love in this home. And do that with every room, including your bathrooms, including the closet.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So incense and salt.
Yeah, just put some salt in the corner of each room that you have, okay? And then I want you to open the doors because you need to let that energy go. So once you put the salt in each corner of the room, put a tea tree light on, light all the lights on in the house, let it breathe for a little bit. Then, you know, put some music on. I like the music because it tracks everything in the room to go through the vortex. So then I want you to take is the incense sticks, or if you get sage, if you have a metaphysical shop near you, go get a sage stick and then go through each room, like corner to corner, wall to wall, and just say, I ask everything that does not belong in my home leave. I only ask for love to be in my home. And do that with every room, including your bathroom, including the shower stall, everything.
Now, you see, incense can chase away negative energy, and the salt will help purify and ground the property.
Yeah.
Okay? Salt is for purification and grounding, and that's what's really going to help in this case.
Okay. Well, no, this is being recorded in archives, so I can get it all back later.
You can go back to the archives and you can listen to the recording.
This is not recorded. This is not recorded. It's off, Adam.
Well, actually, the recording part of it is on right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the scheduled show's over. It will record whatever's on afterwards. And then when you play it back, you'll hear what wasn't played live.
Okay, that's good. And I wasn't sure. I didn't see it on my end yet. Okay. All right, well, that's good. And if you have any questions, just, you know, call Adam real quick and he can go over whatever. He can tell you what to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. I hope that helps.
All right.
All right. Well,
shot.
Thank you, and wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Namaste. Thank you. Many blessings. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Namaste.
All right. I think, did we take a 661 call? I don't know how we got a 661. Wait, that was him. Okay, that's him. Hold on. All right. Let me get him off the line. All right. We're done. Appreciate whoever's still listening. Welcome. Thank you for visiting our show. Please visit www.howpsychic.com. Start your new journey off tomorrow. Take full advantage of the full moon Capricorn. Lots of love, light, and full of gratitude. Namaste.
Namaste. Good night.